Warning, the following program is not for the weak-hearted. Those who are closed-minded, or in general, you're scared to learn what's behind closed doors. Here at Sapphire Zero Play, I want you to pour the wine. Grab somebody that you want to hold on to, or better yet, get the vibration stimulated through your body. Get ready for one hell of an orgasm in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? This is your girl, the one and only Ms. Radio Sapphire. Sapphire, if you're extra fucking nasty, I want to welcome everybody who is on the Periscope tonight, as well as people who are downloading the podcast on Podomatic, on the Misfits Network, and SoundCloud, and wherever else you might be downloading. I gotta say, you guys, the numbers on Podomatic have been ridiculously strong. Thank you for making, you know, earplay where it is in the top 5 categories. Last time I checked last night, we're number 5 on Podomatic. It doesn't seem to drop lower any more than 3 and 5. It's just the way to go. Top 5 is the way to go. And tonight, it's a heavy topic, but it's a topic that needs to be discussed. And let's just say it all started off because of the fact that there was a trending hashtag this week, hashtag Me Too. And that was in compliance with the Harvey Weinstein sexual harassment claims. Now, if you don't know who Harvey Weinstein is,
founder of the Weinstein Company.
Yeah.
Basically one of the biggest Hollywood mogul producers out there.
Biggest. And most, and like, he's responsible for pretty much, I would say, 90% of the movies that you see in theaters today. I mean, Good Will Hunting, what else? Saving Private Ryan. Even with today, The Social Network.
Anything produced by the Weinstein Company, that's his company.
That's his company. And unfortunately, he lost that title. But the claims and the reports, I mean, what really pisses me off the most is, unfortunately, it brings it back to the Hollywood stereotype that, yes, in order to get that certain role of a lifetime, you kind of have to sleep your way to the top in
that
Hollywood.
That casting couch.
Yes, that casting couch. And I think now, because, you know, Weinstein is now the face of it, it's kind of like, okay, all right, this is really happening. This is cool. Now, you guys are probably wondering, okay, Sapphire, what the fuck does this have to do with, you know, earplay and your sexual escapades? Well, I'm gonna bring it to this. I've said it once, I've said it numerous times, but I think I have to kind of just go into it again. Dick pics. Unwanted dick pics.
That's definitely sexual harassment.
It's
because we didn't ask for it.
Exactly. It's a huge sexual harassment offense. In fact, it is, in fact, something that you can bring up to the police, because technically every guy out there that has ever sent a chick an unwanted dick pic, and if you're wondering, like, oh, what's an unwanted dick pic? Benjamin, you as a man.
Did she ask you for it in the exact words, hey, send me a picture of your dick? If she did not, it is unsolicited.
It's unsolicited. If you just, like, if I said, hey, and the first thing you send me is your penis, that's just opening up the door for harassment.
Or even just the conversation and him opening it, it's just his dick.
Right. It just, what is that even supposed to
be? And it'd be like odd ass hours of the day, like, really?
Right.
You just thought about me this much?
And I feel like nowadays, even with like social media especially, I mean, yes, you being in the adult industry, I mean, you, how many dicks a day would you say you get?
I would say every week I at least get like 6 to 10. Either jerk off videos or pictures.
And you don't ask for them.
I don't. And then sometimes, you know, there's guys that send me these of them having sex with their dicks. Like, I mean, I like compliment them the first time, but then they overdo it.
Right.
They keep sending me videos. It's like, dude, I don't need to see all this. Like, it's not that deep. It's like having a constructive conversation with somebody about a topic, and then they go off topic to like extend it.
Right. Like, oh, let me just reiterate the fact that, oh, here's my dick.
Yes, exactly.
How's your day going?
Out of nowhere, it's like, we weren't even talking about nothing like this.
Right. And you know what? I don't know. When I look at him, I'm like, why? It's not going to do anything for me. What? It's going to jump out at the screen and just fuck my throat right now? No.
I feel like that's a sign of not enough self-confidence Mm-hmm. If that's the first approach you do, you send dick pics. Like, you have no other thing to offer.
Nothing. Nothing to offer on the table.
And then you also don't respect me. Mm.
There's that too. And then here's my favorite, like, no, I respect you. It's just, you know, didn't you want to see my dick? Did I ask? In the 2 seconds that I gave you my phone number, did I ask for it? No. So, like I said, going back to it, I did my research. And, you know, when typing in unsolicited dick pics and sexual harassment, it is part of the indecent exposure law. Yes.
So, guys,
our guest suit and tie is a little bit shocked.
2018 is going to be implementing so many laws, and you guys are going to have to watch your ass.
For real.
You can't just be sending dick pictures. That IP address get copied, and you keep harassing girls with your dick pics. Like, there's guys that have sent group messages on Instagram with their dick.
I think it's disgusting. It's like
you sent it to 10 girls
at the same time. So, if that was supposed to be like special dick, it ain't special anymore. You just sent it out to everybody.
Whoever responds gets first.
Right. Like, and you know, half the time, like I said before, us girls, we compare these dick pics. We circulate them. And we don't say usually nice things about them either. It's like, oh, look what this dumb fucker just did today. He had to mess it up.
Don't let it be a celebrity, because I've had a few celebrity guys think it's just okay to send me dick pictures and like, yeah, like,
I don't, you know me with the porn guys.
I don't give you a pass because of who you are. Like, that's disgusting.
Benjamin, what about you? Do you get unwanted pussy pics?
No, I don't know a single woman who sends out unsolicited pussy pics.
Like, she always, you know, she lets you know, or you just...
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, I don't normally ask for nudes, so...
You really don't.
I mean, occasionally I do.
If you're wondering who this guy is, it's Suit and Tie, Mr. Dom himself.
Hello.
That's actually one of the best sexual partners I've ever had. I'm going to put that on paper and pen right now. All the crazy wildness we have together. But yeah, I don't think you've ever, you've never just sent me your dick just because. Mm-hmm. It's like, unless if I ask you, oh, you can send me a video of you in the shower. You know, you're not gonna.
Yeah, it's unless someone specifically asks for it, I don't even really, I don't have them on my phone. When I have been asked for it, I'm at work. I'm like, I'm at work. I can't just send you these things.
Right.
Like, what? You don't have them just in a library? I'm like, no, why would I keep those on my phone?
And if you got that, like, I really think that some guys, like, you must label your dicks on your phone. Like, oh, this is the semi, like, rock hard kind of waking up pee-pee hole. I don't know.
You get flaccid dick pics?
I get flaccid dick. I just get penises.
I get some angry
penises. I get Hitler penises that look like they got a Hitler beard.
I don't understand what...
Hitler penis is where they literally just shave a little box above their balls, and I call that a Hitler dick.
Why?
Because
No.
Are you sure
I get why it's called that. Why are they doing that?
I don't know.
Wait, like... Between the ball sack and the shaft,
yeah,
there's just
men
a little...
are getting a little artsy. They, you know,
you
women
don't have a vagina, guys.
Men are
we're not
artsy.
Impressed by you doing designs on your boobs. Just take the shit off. Thank you. Thank you.
It just makes no sense. Like, why?
Very.
For what reason, guys?
Well, Lexington still had a landing strip.
See, for what reason?
I was tripping out when I was sucking his dick. I was like, he has a landing strip. Oh, interesting.
I mean,
is it a guideline so you know where to go?
It was a landing strip. I was just like, okay.
See,
that's new.
I can get it if maybe it's just like insert here, but like,
there's not enough hair on a man to shave insert here.
Like
they
I said,
make an arrow.
That's what I'm saying. Like men are getting creative, but
okay, fair enough.
Men, I don't understand.
Don't
stop it. But like, I feel like, you know, guys who constantly send the dick pics have them like labeled 1 through 23 of the different angles of their penis. Coke can dick. Let me put it next to the remote dick.
Coconut oil dick.
Right. Let me slap it on like the table dick. Let me fuck a fruit dick.
Oh, don't forget the remote control next to the dick.
That's what I said. Remote control dick.
Oh God.
You know, it's just guys. it's a penis. You can only go so far. You know what would impress me? And I'm not, this is not an open invitation to send it. Okay?
You gotta put a disclaimer.
Yeah, don't.
Before it.
I'm putting a
don't
disclaimer.
Say what would impress me?
No, nothing would impress me about the penis. But if I were to choose an unwanted dick pic that would come my way, and I swear to God, if you send it to me, I'ma block your ass on Snapchat.
Better yet, she'll sue you.
I'll sue the fuck out of you.
Screenshots like a buddy bird.
I will. That dick will go viral for all the wrong reasons. You know, I'm going to keep it to my damn self.
Wait, can we?
Yeah, never mind. We'll talk about that later.
The lawsuits?
Yes. Yes.
Thousands and thousands of lawsuits and of legal action taken now in like, I've forgotten the term for it. Precedents made based on cyberbullying.
Yes.
And they'll be treated the same way. Like, bullying that happens in real life, and now people acknowledge that cyberbullying is the same thing. If you walk up to a woman and flash her in the street, as opposed to walking up and sending her an unsolicited picture of your penis, it's soon going to be treated the same exact way.
And that's the thing. In certain areas, it already has.
It's lewd conduct.
It is a very lewd conduct. And in some places, it's considered child pornography. Because if you are, say, the age of 18 and you're sending it to your girlfriend who's 16, 17, that's child pornography. And there goes your entire life. It is.
No, I know it is, but that's, I think that's a different subject that should be discussed.
Yeah, different subject to be discussed, but there are those borderlines.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, well, I think there are those restrictions.
Right.
And they're even saying teens who are sending nude pictures to teens of the same age,
yeah,
in certain states,
like that's
now becoming child
that's
pornography.
Unfair.
I think so too.
Yeah, I think our child pornography. Well, to say child pornography, I think is the inappropriate bit, because like if you're a 30-year-old man who's like got pictures of a naked 5-year-old on your phone, mm-hmm, then I'll be the first one to put a knife inside you. But but if you're a 15-year-old in a sexual relationship with another 15-year-old, then I mean, honestly, that's just growth and learning.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are people who need to back the fuck off.
Again, gray area too. Now, okay, again, bringing it back to the sexual harassment, I for one cannot stand it when the first time a guy is going to get my attention, whether it's on Tinder, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's on Snapchat, if the first time I tell you no, and I'm talking about when you just say, do you want to have sex with me right now? And I say no, do not press me 5 minutes later to ask me, did my mind change? Of whether or not I want to have sex with you. But then you get a little bit more graphic saying, I want to fuck the shit out of your pussy until you, you know, let me fuck your pussy. And it's just, when you start egging it on and on and on, and then you're going to call me a dirty slut and a whore.
It's because starting to get rapey.
Yeah.
Real rapey.
Real rapey, real quick. And because a woman rejects you so fast, why do you have to go to the extremities of saying, well, I hope your vagina falls off and you get an STD? It's like 5 minutes ago, you wanted to have sex with me.
You want me to get beat up and all this.
But because I said no, now you're saying you want to curse my pussy.
It sounds like you are the type to do that. Like, you're one of them guys.
Suntai, you're looking mighty flustered.
I just,
in a bad way.
Like,
how the hell?
I can't comprehend, firstly, how anyone is that dense. But secondly, no, I know they're there. I just don't get it.
Man.
But secondly, it just seems counterproductive. Like, weird. Like, I don't know, this is a terrible metaphor. I'm gonna say, if I like walk up to a fruit seller and I'm like, hey, give me some of that pineapple.
Right.
And he says no, for whatever reason he chooses, the correct answer to that is, fuck you, I hope your pineapple gets fruit flies and like I hope it like falls on the ground, your stand catches fire. He's not gonna give you the pineapple.
No.
Because you threatened him.
Right. But again, it's just, I don't know. It makes no sense to me, guys. When a woman says no, or here's my favorite. Lately, y'all on Tinder just love having booty calls at 6 o'clock in the morning on a Monday.
That's when mom leaves.
Like,
it's when you need it.
Monday
morning, it's like,
it's disgusting,
God.
Though. It's like, I'll swipe on you in a minute and they're like, what are you doing this morning? You want to slop on some cock? I'm like,
God.
No, I don't want to slop on some cock. I just barely woke up.
I feel like there's a website for those dirty ass topics.
Yeah, it's called Seeking Arrangements, dirty ass motherfuckers.
Like, Tinder is more so.
I didn't get any, I didn't have any luck on Seeking Arrangements either.
Oh, man. I just, it baffles me. Do women just go up to you on Tinder because you're on Tinder? Do they just say, I just want to fuck your dick?
We've talked about this. Women don't make first contact on Tinder. At least not to me.
See, that's when I'm just like, guys, if a chick is really responding and giving in to your bullshit where you're just like, come suck my dick, do you really honestly want to deal with a chick that's just going to willingly suck your dick like that?
Because you don't know what she got.
Exactly.
You don't know what's going on.
But that argument's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
Because they don't care. They just want the immediate gratification. They're not thinking about the repercussions of it.
No, and here's my favorite thing. So if I were to do the reverse thing, it pisses me off the most when if I show a little bit of my nastiness, I gotta be a hoe.
Like, why is she talking like that? Right. For? That's why we disable our comments too.
I'm getting sick, and you guys didn't realize, but you guys were getting harassed, and you were harassing us on social media during this show.
On my Instagram Live and on Periscope.
And what we mean by that is just the way that you guys were listening and you just kept going on saying, I want to suck them toes. I'm going to fuck that pussy.
Stand up. Like,
this is all a form of sexual harassment. Unwanted sexual attention.
Audience.
Yeah.
You're not, this ain't your show.
This is not
your
show.
You don't come in here and interact.
No, you come, if you have something to say, say something of value and presence. If you honestly, here's my thing. If you support the art of what Yasmin and I are on this show for, then take respect and honor it and just compliment. But when you're saying to us, oh, well, y'all don't want to hit us up because, you know, we ain't got big dicks and we don't got this and we don't got that.
No. Oh, you ain't about that life. Like, we're not trying to prove nothing.
We have nothing to prove.
Educating people on certain topics. Like, we even put topics, pin the topic of what we're talking about.
Exactly.
It still gets unnoticed because they see two women, one that has breasts, another female that's done porn. So they're instantly just, oh, fuck what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like, if we talk about our sex life, oh, you guys are nasty. I don't want to hear about your sex life and fucking other guys and
girls.
When
has people been so moral? Do you see social media? Do you see the amount of ass and tits that just be on there?
Exactly. And then you guys don't know what to do. And then you think that leaving on the comments on the wall, oh, I hope your pussy falls off with AIDS. Like, really? Because she didn't give you 5 minutes of attention? A guy unfriended me on Snapchat, a so-called earbud, a hardcore fan, because I told him I do not date or go on dates with fans of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but I don't understand, even if we've been talking for months, just on a regular basis, just saying hi and whatnot. That is not an open invitation to be like Suit and Tie. Okay, if I knew that Suit and Tie was a fan of the show before I met him, I probably would not have sex with you.
Because you don't know what's genuine about him.
Yeah. Are you having sex with me because you want to have a genuine connection with me? Or are you fucking me because I have access to porn stars? I have access to be on the radio. I have access to things.
There's opportunity
all the time. So really, you know, at the end of the day, I want people to take this conversation and to really evaluate the situation at hand. And it's the way that you guys confront each other on social media. If you dare not want to say it to a chick's face in person, how dare you go behind a screen and harass the fuck out of her where she fears for her life?
The other thing is, it even if you think that the screen provides you safety, like, when people are comfortable sexually harassing people online, like, the thing that those of you who are doing it, you know who you are, it's not just providing you with a screen of anonymity. It's also like, it, when you are hoping when you, before it gets to that point of the whole, you know, I hope you, your pussy brought, I can't even say the fucking words. when it gets to the point of threats and just disgusting behavior, before it even gets there, when it's just sending out dick pics in hopes that you'll get a favorable comment, the screen provides anonymity that protects you when you're being a dick. It also provides facelessness when you want someone to be attracted to you. No, like, no girl is gonna respond to, like, when you, hey, immediate response of dick pic. She doesn't know who the hell you are. So you're just, you are just another set of numbers in a computer program as far as she cares. So exactly. Sending a dick pic isn't gonna change that. It's, you were, now you're just a set of numbers with an obscene photo attached to it. It's there's nothing more substantial to it than that. You're hurting your own cause by the platform you are choosing to utilize.
Right. My favorite is this one guy, you know, he seemed cool. You know, we exchanged a few words, you know, he said he was into music and that he was a weed boy or whatever. And I was like, okay, cool. Let me, you know, exchange numbers. Maybe this could be a good contact or whatever. And immediately, the minute I gave him my number, he shoves his penis in my face.
Oh, wow.
And then he's like, what, you didn't like it? And I said, you didn't have to show me that.
Yeah.
You got the number. You don't need to show me your penis right away. So when I told him that, then he's like, oh, so I guess that means, you know, we can't have sex with you and another girl. And I'm like,
wow, where did this all come from?
Right. So we, after I established the fact saying you did not need to show me your dick, and then you think that, okay, because I said no to the penis pic, I'm saying yes to a threesome. And then when I told him, you would have to prove to me first if you're even worthy. Oh, it's not that serious. I mean, it's just a dick pic.
It is that serious.
It will. You know how serious it was, you guys? I put that shit on Snapchat. Oh, I did not give a fuck.
I didn't
put
that dick. I'm glad I didn't.
I think you did, though. I think you did. It was a couple months ago.
Between you and Nadia J, y'all be putting these guys on blast. She does the Tinder thing too, like.
Perfectly valid.
Like, she basically a guy that she found her social media.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in her DMs, and she's like, he's like, oh, I found you on Tinder. And she's like, okay, well, were you a match though?
Right.
Oh, I don't know. Well, if we weren't a match, then I'm not interested because this is a whole different outlet. But, right. Like, Tinder's one thing. This is a social media. Like, if we're not a match on Tinder, why would you think there'd be a chance here?
You know, that's so funny because the same thing happened to me 3 times this week.
Oh, gosh.
And these guys, I would never in my life, no offense, but I would never swipe on you. If I see, no offense, I understand it's hustle and grind, but I'm done with music producers, especially after the last fuckboy that I gave enough calling out time on this damn show. And then how dare you disrespect me by saying that you work with close family that I know, and it's not even true. Oh yeah, I'm done with all you little wannabe producers.
Name droppers.
That was a special thing, stupid.
Yes, suit and tie knows your business. We laughed at your text messages and then had glorious sex. How about that? I'll tell you this. Every guy who has ever sent me some disrespectful shit, best believe suit and tie has seen it.
This is true.
Suit and tie has seen it. And I'm like, you know what? I can't make this shit up anymore, you guys. It's on a daily basis. So this guy's like, oh, so, you know, I caught your profile on Tinder. I was like, okay, cool. So, and he's like, so what? Can I follow you? I'm like, yeah, but you're not getting a date with me. Like, I'm sorry. Like, what the fuck does this look like? This, just because I say, oh yeah, here's my social media, I'm giving you this reason so you know, first and foremost, I'm not a catfish. I don't got time for that.
Yeah.
Second of all,
even my Tinder has my Instagram link.
Yeah. And you know what I did recently? Because all these insecure, shout out to the insecure fuckboys of San Diego, and especially the ones who claim to quote unquote serve and protect our country. Yeah, all you servicemen on Tinder calling out women, saying please don't be a slut, please don't be a whore. That's a form of sexual harassment right there. I told a guy about this podcast and how open I am with sexuality, and he said, oh, sorry, I don't do sluts.
Wow.
Wait, I'm sorry.
I'm Wait, a slut for being a sexual advocate.
Sorry, when you say those who protect and serve, he's a police officer or he's a soldier?
No, he's a soldier.
You totally do sluts.
Right, love your long tan?
Right.
Like my experience. Sure. Like, I grew up in the South where, like, an inproportionate number of Southerners go into the military, which is not, and that's not a, even a slanderous thing. It's just, yeah, y'all, like, they tend to be, to get around more frequently.
Yes, which, I've heard the Navy stories. You guys are disgusting.
I have friends who were those Navy stories. Like, they were the girls there. And, like, and they were like, oh, it was great. Like, yeah, I was like, I love, and I mean, they're girls who do like going to bars and picking up soldiers and sailors on the weekends. Nothing wrong with
Nothing
that.
Nothing wrong with that. But you know what, guys?
But you don't get to shame them for being that way.
Yes, I'm sorry that I'm sex positive and you can't handle it. Actually, I'm so sex positive. If you were to find my Tinder right now, and I'll tell you, this is how you know for sure this is me. My test results are on my Tinder. Because I'm tired of you motherfuckers saying, oh, well, I don't deal sluts. I don't deal with whores. I'm sorry. Where are your papers at? I have my papers.
Valid. It's a good one.
I'm sorry. Point blank taken. You want to have sex with me? Show me your papers. You want to? I'll go Donald Trump on that ass. That's the only thing I'll say on Donald Trump.
The worst analogy.
I'm gonna put it that way. Seriously, I'm gonna be like Donald Trump. Show me your goddamn papers. Consider my vagina now a border. Dirty dicks do not cross. You can't even hop over it. Okay, this border is so protective. Yeah, Trump's administration wishes they had this protection on my push.
Oh my God.
No, I'm saying it right now. Trump, I don't agree with your presidentness, but the only thing I will say is show me them damn papers. Okay, so.
Someone should see Trump's papers.
Oh, I want to see Trump's papers.
We would like to see your STD results.
I would like to see your STD results.
I don't think he even has sex.
No, he definitely has sex.
There
he just
are four children.
He loves us.
I'm just saying he's probably one of them people that just fucks to have kids.
No, he tries to harass women. That's what he loves doing.
Oh, okay.
Our president loves harassing him. Just loves harassing the women. And if you're a Trump supporter, I'm sorry. But I'm done. I'm done on that rampage.
You can be a Trump supporter and still be anti-rape and anti-sexual harassment.
Yeah, I mean, I have friends that voted for him, and they're still the same people that I've been friends with. They just have different political views. Just like it's just like religion.
Yes.
Everybody has their own views. You can't judge it.
What's the worst comment, yes, that you would say you've ever gotten? Just by just being yourself and just saying no. No, thank you.
I've had guys proposition me to have sex for money, and I'll tell them no. They're like, but you're a porn star. So because I'm a porn star, I'm supposed to sell you pussy? I'm supposed to say yes to that. Like, I just be getting bored over it. And I mean, in this industry, there is sexual harassment, mm-hmm. believe it or not. People might not say so, but there was a guy with a location. He has various locations that directors rent from. And I was shooting a gangbang scene, or no, an orgy scene. Mm-hmm. And he really tried to lick my pussy before my scene. I'm like, hold up. You know, like, nah. He's like, oh, we're all tested here. I'm like, it don't matter though. I'm here
to work.
To work. Like, this pussy was got tested,
right?
Waxed, cleaned, everything for this, not for you. And it's like, I had to do it nicely because he's the type that will tell a director, no, she can't come to my house. We can't shoot her here. Mess up somebody's whole movie because he won't like a certain girl. So it's like, I don't like to have to tiptoe around people like that,
mm-hmm.
because they're gonna blackball me from a location.
See, not so much different from any of these Hollywood stories that have been popping up.
And this guy's gross, like, dude, like, he really literally, I was sitting down, you know, lotioning my legs. Mm-hmm. He literally came over and tried to spread my legs. Like, didn't even ask. That's the thing. I was like, okay, we fucked around like years ago when I was new in industry, but we're not cool like that.
If
like,
there was no consent, that's still considered, that's
no
harassment.
Consent at all.
And consent, people meaning the verbal, yes, you may touch me, or the actions. Again, unless if I am saying or giving you body language to say, yes, come take me, please do not come take me if I did not allow you into my space.
Exactly.
And I think that's also the biggest problem. You know, you guys think, and it's not just guys, women sexually harass men too.
You guys seen horrible bosses.
Come on.
You've seen horrible Bob. That was all sexual.
That was complete sexual harassment. Now, meanwhile, some guys are like, but I kind of like that when the girls jump on me. But again, guys, you know when you feel uncomfortable. I would hope to die.
And I would hope you feel uncomfortable when you had a woman and another chick did that to you.
Right.
You better feel real uncomfortable.
Oh my God. I remember hearing this one story though, and I couldn't believe it because the way of the concept was, and it was a story from Africa. This guy said that these two women raped him for 18 hours and drained his balls.
Wow.
That's how he said it. Raped him for 18 hours and cleared his balls.
Oh,
they said, he said, they kidnapped him in a limousine and just kept taking turns on his penis for 18 hours.
But you got hard every time.
Well, they said that they fed him Viagra.
There were
sexual pills involved, but I was just like,
fuck that. Your body will react.
Right.
Pills or not, your body will, I mean, not for 18 hours, but you feed him Viagra, you will.
Yeah.
But yeah, your body, like, women can rape men all the time if they... It doesn't happen as frequently, but it can does. And does.
Yes.
And it's just because your body will naturally react to the appropriate stimulus.
Oh, of course. And then there's also, I mean, unfortunately, there are the people out there who are being sexually harassed and they do get off on it. I understand. Our bodies are all made differently. What the body turns on to and responds to, I get it. But at the same time, when it reaches that point of not a pleasure and it becomes uncomfortable, know that there are places that you guys can talk. You can go down to your local LGBTQ center. Just because it is a lesbian, gay, transgendered, queer, bisexual center does not mean that they will not help, you know, the straight alliances out there. You can go to your local health clinic. You can go to a psych, and you can go to campuses all the time. And you don't even have to be a student now. That's the even greatest thing about it. You can go to a campus and talk to the campus resources if you were sexually harassed or sexually molested. And there are resources out there to help. But the matter is, we don't talk enough about it. We don't, that's the problem. We hide under it. We let, you know, people in the workforce take advantage of us, like Yasa just said. I've been sexually harassed and I didn't realize it until after the fact. You know, being in this radio industry, and being on different radio outlets, you know, there are ways of slander. And I'm not going to call anybody out, but there have been several borderline incidents of sexual harassment where I've been verbally sexually harassed on air to a point where it's like, this is making me uncomfortable. Because when I'm on my podcast, I'm allowed to talk about the way I have sex. I can talk about my vagina any fucking way that I want. If I had a suit and tie on here, he would respectfully talk about my vagina all he wants. But what you're not gonna do is gonna tell everybody on air, I'll fuck everything that walks.
Like, just insulting you.
Just insulting me, saying that my vagina probably stinks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's been said. Or that it's been so used up and tired and everything by the book. You think it's harmless.
You can't use up a pussy. That doesn't happen. Just jump on that one real quick. They don't get tired, guys.
I mean, I feel like some men are just not respectful for women who are sexually confident in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and no woman is supposed to be this confident sexually, like...
It's like,
I don't
guys,
like that. And
it's
like, you're filthy as fuck. Like, you are the filthiest motherfucker, but you're judging.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Right. It's like, okay, I'm sorry. When I reciprocate and give you what you want, oh, I'm a whore. But you tell me to spread my legs open, and I'm just supposed to be like, hey, I'm open for business. What's up, boo? Let's do it. No. No. That's just not the way it's gonna happen. In fact, I need to start doing that. I'm gonna start swiping on motherfuckers and just say, you know what? Come eat this pussy. Let me see how you fuckers like it. Let me just see for shits and giggles.
I gotta get to know you.
I didn't realize that Yasmin was speaking for the male.
I didn't know that's a terrible idea.
There's some lame guys out there.
Because they're going to be my girlfriend if I met you.
I agree, but I'm just saying in general that doesn't seem like a safe plan.
No, and it never does, because when I start, you know, to backfire, you know, to backtalk on that, there is always like, well, you know, I was just, you know, just trying to get a little head. And I'm like, I'm just trying to get a little head too.
You must have a little head.
I want a little head, okay? There's nothing wrong with a woman getting a little head, but if you want me to suck your nasty penis, you're going to have to eat this clean coochie. See what I did there? Because I know my pussy's clean. I don't know where your cock's been.
And I feel like some men suck way more than we do.
Yeah. Or just dirtier. I feel like I have a high sex. Yeah, I have a high sex drive. And I've been feeling lately, the candidates I choose, they don't get laid.
They just be hella weak. Like, they just did not know this was gonna happen. Like, how did you not know this is gonna happen? I talk so sexual. Like,
right? Like, I'm sorry, I left the clues out on there.
You should have been turned up already. Like, yeah, she do this. Oh, she like that. I'm about to get hurt.
Oh,
my
God.
She likes to be vlogged. Okay.
Yes.
You know, like, stuff like that.
Like,
you don't get the clues, so you're just going to give me mom and pop sex.
Right. I take that back. I want mom and pop sex.
I'm talking about that 60-year-old mom and pop sex.
Girl, I saw some 60-year-olds having some good time.
I saw some 60-year-olds using a flogger and a whip.
Oh, shit. Well, that's not in our world. I'm talking about people that are not in our world.
Okay, so you're talking about the
mom and pop vanilla. Yes.
I'm going to go to sleep. Kind of fall asleep.
The moms that only had one husband and she never really tried anything.
Oh, honey, you know, tonight we can get extra freaky. You know
what yeah.
Do? I'm gonna lay on my back tonight.
Oh my gosh, she's one of those.
We're gonna get real naughty.
Does that mean that regular is doggy style?
I guess so.
And like the strokes are just
one, two,
it's three. A pump. It's not a power touch, it's a pump.
There's no ass slapping, there's no.
Oh, it's gonna be like this. It's gonna be like one nice ass slap. Oh, you like that, don't you?
I'm alarmed at how quickly oh,
my wet pussy?
Yeah, you pulled that sound effect out real fast.
Oh yeah, she's really good at that. She's real good at
that. Is that my pussy or is that my mouth though?
Oh my God, so you're squirting.
I'm squirting, Oh wow.
Oh wow. What are we doing in here? Oh my gosh. You're gonna get sexually harassed.
Welcome to Sapphire's radio show. Radio play.
Yeah, thank you for having an orgasm on me tonight, you guys. I just
sexually harassed your ears.
I just sexually harassed your ears. I'm so sorry for ear fucking you. Let me just. That's a dick pic for you. It's another dick pic. Okay. You know what I gotta get into, because we haven't done this in so long, but it's my favorite time. It's time for the Day's Sex and Confused News. That's right, everybody. Day's Sex and Confused News. Okay, I gotta start off with this Florida story real quick.
What's it about?
It was a nacho cheese fight.
Oh God.
At a 7-Eleven.
A nacho cheese. You know they have chili too.
See, I don't know. Like, I see, like, 7-Eleven is trying to set their game up. Like, they said they're going to try to bring in the fine dining experience. I'm like, y'all serve pizza, hot dogs, chili, apparently, nachos. What the fuck is that called, fine dining?
Oh, and some chicken wings.
And some chicken.
Some real premature looking wings.
Though. Right. Like, I'm sorry. I feel like I would have the boo-boo for days.
Ooh,
like,
bubble
guts. Can't be having that. By the way, RIP to my love. See, this is how I know I fucked up.
What?
So, before I get into the Day's Sex and Confused News, I gotta get into a bodily function, because it wouldn't be me if I didn't get a little nasty. I don't think I can ever eat In-N-Out Burger anymore.
What?
So, I tried to cheat. I had a cheat day on Monday. I had a double-double.
Animal style.
And some animal style cheese fries. Extra cheese, hella crispy, no onions on top, just straight up cheese. I had cheese on cheese on cheese. I was on the toilet on and off for 4 hours.
It's the cheese.
It's the dairy, girl. It was just everything. Like, In-N-Out, I'm sorry, you guys. Y'all think I'm sexy, but you know what? Women shit too. All right.
You better shit, bitch. Yeah, bloated.
Any woman that says, I don't fart and I don't shit,
you're
fucking lying.
I know us women don't like
a long mental image of like a woman going to the doctor for like, I need the waste removed now.
The waste.
Just surgically taking it out.
Just
once
take
a
out
week.
My bowels, please. You know, just.
Oh, so you're going Hollywood and going to get the colonics.
Right? I do want to get.
Hey, they're really good though.
I want to do a colonic
I've
cleanse.
I've done one.
I want to do one and then do a radio show. Like, I want, as it's happening, have the tube up my ass.
I'll come with you. You should do that.
Oh my God. Can we? Yes.
We could do colonic day.
Colonic day. And then we can do a vaginal steam all on air. We could do that. I can risk my pussy smelling like Top Ramen for a day again.
Oh no.
That's really what happened.
I don't want my pussy smelling like Top Ramen.
Yeah, girl, I did it with Ginger Lynn and Christy Canyon a couple years ago at Playboy. We did the vaginal steam.
And they're both Asian, right?
Yes. The lady
how
that did it.
Ironic that it was the girls you went with.
No, I went with Christy Canyon and
okay,
Ginger Lynn.
Okay, I was about to say.
No,
oh
the
God.
Ladies that ran the place were Japanese. And so everybody's like, why does it smell like hot ramen on the floor? This is at Playboy. And
hot ramen.
It literally smelled like hot ramen.
Bottom
it was
ramen.
The vagina.
They want you to get Asian boy.
It was the beastie. I was like, goddamn.
I don't want to smell like ramen. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm like, just.
That's like somebody smelling like curry. Like, oh my God, I can smell it out of your pores.
That's why I tell people, don't take me on an Indian food date. Do not take me
then
on a date
sex.
For drunken crab and have sex.
No seafood and no spicy mm-hmm. food if you're planning on having sex afterwards.
Just don't do it, y'all.
That's just a homie night.
Or do, you know what, just have sex before dinner. Have dessert before dinner. That's what you can do.
Yeah.
Just plop on the face.
But then I'd be liking to do it before and after.
Well, then you better pick on some.
But I
some
don't ever
food.
Go. I always get like the steak type of dinners.
Speaking of, didn't you just have a dinner? Like, cook for you?
Shit.
You know what? Fuck the day sex to confuse news. Because, you know, we don't get into Yaz's sex life too often. You had some sex life, didn't
having,
you?
No.
You didn't have no sex?
Hell no.
Wait. Okay.
I had awesome. I didn't have no sex. That mouth cells wasn't good enough for no sex.
Okay. Please.
Okay. Don't get it.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's get
I
into it.
I did
this.
Not get no dick.
What
I haven't had
Mr.
dick since like last month.
Say what?
You already knew who I fucked last month. We talked about it.
But I thought you were gonna get some more.
Not from no person I just met.
So what happened with oxtails?
He's cool, but he's not tall enough.
Bring me oxtails.
Yeah, they're good, but they weren't,
But they weren't, like, falling off the bone good, huh?
It was too much fat.
They weren't like, getting
was,
the bone good.
There was
good.
Enough meat on it for me. See? And that's how I ended up being
so
sick later when we had drinks. I was throwing up. I didn't have enough food in my stomach.
Guys, take note. If you're trying to get into Gaz's pants, feed her. Feed her.
I'd rather a guy just fund me. Fuck that.
You want to buy a guy what?
I'd rather he fund me.
Yes, fund her.
I can fund feed her. Myself because I know how to cook.
You do know how to cook,
so. And I have wonderful friends who know how to cook too.
Yes.
Shout out to Mark and him.
Actually, you know, I need some of Mark's cooking. I
his
need some of
wings
that.
Are back. Remember on Cinco de Mayo when he
yes.
made those beans and his queso dip?
Lame. That day was lit.
Well, we'll have another get together.
We do need another one.
It'll be time.
I miss all my whole friends. I really do.
Oh, we miss you too, bitch.
Yay.
You just live so far.
For real?
I mean, I live far too, but my days off are.
You have better days off
yeah,
than
you
I
have
do.
To work Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm. At the ass crack of dawn. Yes, you guys, you can actually hear me on the weekdays now. Gemma 957, Frankie and Tati in the morning. I am the producer there from 6 to 10. And speaking of, Day Sex and Confused News is canceled, but I do have to say, go Dodgers! Yes, my Dodgers are going to the World Series, you guys.
Oh,
that's
what's
so sad.
Are they? I hadn't heard.
Oh, yeah.
You guys whooped the Cubs ass last night.
Honey,
I was watching my
game.
Like, y'all were up 9-1, like, the whole entire game.
And I was about
then
to
seen,
go into sleep, and then all of a sudden I heard the crack of the bat, and it was 11-1.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit. By the way, I was hella drunk when I made that video of me crying.
Girl,
but that was real
cry
tears.
Last night,
so
too.
Funny.
I had a moment.
It was it was just
not for you though, but I had a moment.
You know, you had to cry for me.
No, I was crying for these Raiders because they was embarrassing me for the
but
last
didn't they
few
win
weeks. Yes, but they were embarrassing me so, the last few weeks.
Okay, I was wondering why my daddy was so upset because
they were embarrassing 2-4.
Ooh.
2-4. That game last night was like determining our season.
Really?
So now we have to win all our games because our last record last season was 12-4.
Okay, so they got it.
Yeah, 12-4 okay. Will get us in the playoffs, but yeah, they won. One of my friends who played for the Chiefs is like, y'all weak. I'm like,
someone said that about my Dodgers.
Like,
I'm like,
why are you
shut
being
up
salty though? Like, don't hate on my team. Like,
y'all need to stop.
Y'all still in the head of our fucking division. Fuck you. But I mean, come on now. Don't be hating.
Stop hating on it.
Stop hating.
You know what y'all need to do? Stop hating on girls that actually really do watch their team.
And
though,
I hate when they choose like, oh, y'all got lucky. It's like, damn, like, y'all like to take away somebody's, like, excitement.
Right.
Or shine.
Someone's like, they still lame talking about Dodgers. I'm sorry, but we're, like, the best in the West. Pretty much,
yeah,
I wouldn't
now
say undefeated, but we, 94 games this regular season. Yeah, get the fuck out of my face. Dodgers, Dodgers, Dodgers. Okay, you know we got to talk about some TV stuff real quick before
yes
we wrap up.
Yes.
Did you watch the 2-hour finale of Fear the Walking Dead?
No, I haven't.
Girl, talk about redemption and getting us ready for this Sunday.
Oh, for Walking Dead?
Walking Dead.
Okay, okay.
They're gonna drop the F-bomb at least 3 episodes they said this season.
Fuck.
Yes. They're trying to
broadcasting rules change.
But
yes.
I mean, I've already seen a lot of cussing on TV. Like, I've heard a girl say dick on E Network.
They can say shit. They can say son of bitch, goddamn now. But yeah, it's crazy. Now,
but you still can't see any titties.
Still can't see. No. Take that back. The Deuce on HBO.
But they've been showing
that's
titties
HBO
on HBO.
Wait,
we're talking about
but
regular
no.
television.
This is where they're getting better. They're getting better with male front noodle and
oh,
frontal.
So we can see dick.
HBO's getting braver.
But we see 50 Cent's dick. But that was supposed to be an accident.
Yeah, that was an accident. But no, we see on The Deuce, we see full frontal penis like no other.
Okay.
And I gotta say, shout out to that show. And especially you need to get on it.
I
would like it.
I'm over here trying to finish my other shows. Like, I'm trying to finish Blacklist.
Okay.
At least catch up with that. Because I'm on season 4. About to finish it. I just finished Quantico. They're making a season 3, actually.
They are. Okay, because
I just got
on hiatus.
Yeah, I got a casting notice that they're starting to fill it. Ryan Gosling will be on the show.
Wait, Ryan Gosling will be on the show.
Yes. He's going to be an agent.
No shit.
He is kind of hot.
Will he be singing?
No, I hope not.
I hope not because no, we don't need La La Land Part 3.
Part 3?
I'm just saying.
There's only one film.
No, it seemed like two goddamn movies.
Oh my god.
No, I am so anti La La Land. Okay. Hashtag Moonlight.
Moonlight won!
That's what I'm saying. Hashtag Moonlight. They really won. So shout out. I'm just saying. So shout out to Fear of the Walking Dead. You guys finally did something right. You didn't put me the fuck to sleep. You gave me something good to watch, but too bad I can't even spoil it because Gaz didn't watch it.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, it was explosive. There was a lot of old shit. It ended on a very, very tight cliffhanger. Almost blew my fucking high out my mind.
Did old girl find out that her dude died?
I ain't saying shit.
Okay.
Fun fact, someone has actually taken all the spoilers and wrapped them up and published them.
What?
Yeah. You can find them at any local comic book shop.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to wait until everything ends so then I can say, yes, I understand now. Because I heard Walking Dead, it's just too much. And speaking of, they're finally merging the two series together. Can't wait for that.
So they're gonna stop making two shows?
No, they're gonna still continue two shows, but they're gonna finally do like a crossover. So now we're gonna figure out
East Coast and West Coast gonna combine and
exactly.
We got our resources.
Zombie defenders.
Dun, 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 dun. Speaking of, I've been on like a high like on the streaming. Netflix, you guys have a great flick that's out. It's called Babysitter. The shit was dope. It's hella funny. It's hella gory. Hella sexy. Because the babysitter's fucking hot. There's a orgy scene-ish.
So there's killing, though.
Hell yeah, there's
okay
killing.
I don't know why, like, scary, murderish, or sexual.
You're gonna love Happy Death Day.
Because, you know, I like my Marvel and all that, and Jessica Jones. The more
yes.
real it looks, the better for me.
Well, okay, so I got something for you.
Oh,
I have some tea.
Oh, shit.
So, remember they were supposed to come out with Punisher.
Uh-huh.
They delayed it because of the fact of Vegas.
Are you about to give the release date?
I'm about to give the release date.
You really have to look it up.
Punisher was the black superhero,
I didn't get to report it earlier.
Punisher was the other black suit. No. That was Spawn.
Spawn. No, but the Spawn, Spawn was an...
this is too many damn comics.
Way too many comics.
Daredevil season 2.
I haven't watched season 1.
Oh.
So when I watched Defenders, I was like kind of lost with his whole situation.
Yeah, you need to watch...
And my least favorite was Iron Fist.
Oh, Iron Fist is everybody's least favorite.
It's so annoying.
Marvel, do us a favor. Kill the motherfucker.
No.
Nobody needs Danny.
No.
Nobody needs Danny.
Calm down.
We don't need Danny.
Calm down.
We don't need Danny.
Danny's gonna get better. They already showed in Defenders that they know how to write him. They just were too busy cleaning up the mess from Iron Fist. He's coming back. Maybe we'll get lucky and they'll just like destroy his own show and just put him in Luke Cage.
No,
he's so funny with Luke Cage.
Yeah, can he get his ass kicked? Luke Cage, I want you to kill the Iron Fist.
Stop focusing on like how much you hate him and just remember how fun it was to watch him be little brother to Luke Cage. Because anytime Luke Cage was around, Danny's just like looking up at him with the biggest grin.
Daddy,
he's like, I want to be like you.
We've had this conversation
so
and
great.
I'm going to tell you guys again. The world of Marvel can do without Danny Rand. But you know what the world can't do without? The Punisher coming out on the 17th of November.
Okay.
Nice save.
And you know what else we can't do without? The motherfucking Black Panther trailer.
Wait. Don't say anything about the trailer.
Is it too much information?
So this one doesn't... Suit and Tie doesn't go to the movies and watch Marvel. When you go to the movies with him, first of all...
Yes, I do. I don't watch the trailers.
You don't watch the Marvel trailers.
Right.
You run out.
I do.
And he runs out very dramatically.
I did.
Yes.
Just like that.
Like he literally...
I took off like a bat out of hell.
What were we sitting and watching? It.
Yeah.
We sat and watched it. He heard the first Panther and ran.
Yeah, I saw Andy Serkis and Martin Freeman and I was like, fuck this, I'm out.
He's like, I gotta go.
Ran.
I didn't know what to expect. This man needs to come with a warning label when it comes to going to movies with. Because Lord knows, if there's a Marvel trailer, this man's bolting down to hell.
Marvel's my, my fandom.
Yeah, that's
like,
his thing.
Like, Sapphire's got Dodgers, I got Marvel comics. And so I avoid spoilers at all costs. I'm also real good at figuring out entire plots from like one trailer. And so I don't want.
Well, this.
I don't want to spoil the movie for myself.
I'm just saying.
Basically, yeah, I don't want to ruin it for myself.
Black Panther's just going to be just.
Somebody's
so
seen a pre-screening of it already. And they said it was good. If we're just industry people, they'd be having fun.
I need to get in with that.
Girl, okay.
I'm acting like. Yeah,
well, I seen Rough Night way before it came out.
I wanted to see that.
I usually get
the passes and stuff.
Yeah.
Remember,
you were supposed to come with me?
Mm-hmm. I usually get some, but the Marvel ones are very hard for me to get. Even with family members who work in Marvel, they don't give those tickets out to everybody.
They're like buddy passes. Like the pilot gets first priority over.
Oh, yes.
Like the first...
It's always, even with radio too, we don't get all those passes all the time. People are like, oh, can you give me so-and-so tickets? Yeah. After the execs pass all though, I am mad though. I'm supposed to meet Janet Jackson.
And what you do?
2 weeks ago.
What you do?
I missed the phone call. I slept.
You slept on Janet?
I slept on Janet.
You slept
this
on
is now
Nasty.
The eighth time I've slept on Janet opportunities for free. Not only was I going to be like, oh, I don't know, front row, but I was also going to go backstage and meet the love of my life, my icons, and I slipped. I dropped the ball.
Like, I would so, like, be happy for you if that happened.
Man, y'all saw the Dodger video. It would have been just... I probably would have gotten arrested that night. I know what I would have done.
You would have did some hypey stuff.
It would have been sexual harassment.
I don't think it would be on the borderline of sexual harassment, but I mean, she's single now. She got a baby. And I'm just like, Janet, I know you've never gone like publicly lesbian, but honey,
it's almost 2018. It's time.
It's time. It's
you
time
to been there for that
in.
Child.
Hell yeah, that baby's cute.
Janet, I will raise your child.
I will raise your child.
A lot of the African men I know don't even like her. Just because. Yeah, she did.
It's okay. It's okay, baby.
But it's like, it's Janet, though.
It's Janet.
I don't know what she did.
I know.
Well, isn't he, like, African, her baby father?
He's, the baby father is, Middle Eastern.
Okay.
Yeah, he's, I can't even think of it right now.
But they're just calling her gold digger. I'm like, how's she a gold digger?
She a gold digger.
Janet Jackson doesn't need anyone's gold.
Janet has an empire and a dynasty within herself.
She's like Mariah Carey. She came with money already.
Speaking of, that girl got her house broken into.
What?
Today.
Wow.
Yes, her house got hit, and then a separate robbery happened at Kim and Kanye's house.
Wow.
Interesting. But you know what was really interesting? Happy Death Day. That was a great movie. I saw it today.
Okay.
It was actually, it's funny. It's a funny horror film. It's like the Groundhog's Day.
So it's like...
For Halloween.
What is that stupid Christmas movie?
Oh, Scrooge?
No, that was a movie where they were killing people at night.
Black Christmas?
I think so. It was kind
of
funny.
It's a remake. There were two versions of it. There was one in the 80s and then the one in 2000. There's Black Christmas and then there's a Silent Night, Deadly Night.
I think it was Silent Night or something.
Where Santa Claus starts hacking up people with an axe. Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Because I thought it was funny because I'm like, it's a fake ass snowman. This is hilarious.
I do want to see that new movie, The Snowman. I don't know how it's going to do though.
Is it supposed to be like Frosty?
No, this is about a serial killer called Snowman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. With his sexy, weird ass.
Snowman.
There's something weird about him. And then last but not least, I'm trying to think something else that I saw or listened to. Shout out to my girl, Snow Allegra. She's fine as hell. Israeli.
Okay.
Sings like Amy Winehouse and just looks fine as hell. But she has a new EP album called Feels that's out. So, again, with the sexual harassment, as we wrap up, I want to say thank you to Mr. Suit and Tie for being a guest on the show once again.
Always a pleasure.
Ms. Yaz, thank you guys once again. Gotta say, you guys, so again, sexual harassment, if you gotta question your motives when it comes to getting girls or guys' attention, and you know for a fact it's probably gonna be a no, just don't do it. Don't do it. Okay?
Don't force it. Take no for an answer. I mean, they tell you not to take no for an answer, but it's lines of sexual harassment.
Right. Like we said, there are the lines of flirting. You know, when you overstep the boundaries of, you know, going from, oh, you look very beautiful today, to, oh, I think you should have my dick in your mouth.
Somebody made a point. He said there's a good line when people go, oh, I was just playing.
No.
No, you weren't just playing.
You weren't playing,
but
you were very serious. You were very serious until I got pissed at you. You were very serious.
Why are you so upset?
Why are you mad for it? Why are you mad? All right, so until 2 weeks, yes, Sapphire's Earplay is postponed for 2 weeks because next week I got to do some work stuff in San Diego. So I will tell you, if you guys happen to be at the Hard Rock in San Diego downtown, I will be there next Saturday for the Hard Rock Tragic Kingdom. So you see me, come have a drink with me, have a shot.
Puff,
you
puff,
never know,
ass.
Just puff, puff, pass with your fine ass. But I'll see you guys in 2 weeks in November. It's gonna be lit. And remember that safe sex is the best hot sex. You can follow me at Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRadioSapphire on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and all that. No, I will not go out with you. So please take it for what it is and just enjoy the ride that I give you. Yes, where can they follow you?
You can follow me at Fit and Dirty on Twitter, Instagram, and on Periscope.
So, Suit and Tie, you want to give them the little tease of what's to come?
Are we far enough ahead for that?
Maybe we can give them a little taste.
Why don't you tell them, since you know how much you want to tell your audience?
We got a little side project called Fuck You coming on the way.
elaborate on the title?
Nope.
Okay.
Just leave it as that.
Nope, we're going to leave it at that. You're going to find out what Fuck You is all about, but trust me, it's not what you think. It's not what you think. But until the next time we have Suit and Tie on, I want to say thank you guys. Good night. Safe sex is the best hot sex.
Mwah.
That was the show, all you sexy motherfuckers out there. Now remember, Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. For more earplay fun, go to iTunes, Podomatic, SoundCloud.